Testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we on. Listen, my apologies. This podcast is all over the place, but not really. You see, we had a lot of technical difficulties we kept running into when trying to record this, but you know, it is what it is. It still had a lot of good content in it. Mimi and Jay came through to talk about their dating experiences. And this particular podcast, this was about dating multiple partners. And they're young women, 21, 22, and they just wanted to talk to the old heads about, I don't want to call everybody, I'm the fucking old head. Don't put that on everybody else. But they wanted to come talk to me and Trab and Hippie, and guess who showed up? Tally pulled up. So like, it was a fun podcast. He just wanted to talk to us and kind of get some insight on what we think about dating multiple people and just dating life in general. And it was a real fun podcast. But like, I'm giving y'all this disclaimer because this shit is gonna start smack dab in the middle of a conversation with no context. So if you hear some wild shit, just bear with it. Also, the podcast kind of like broke up into pieces. So like, it's gonna be another abrupt stop and then we pick up again. But like I said, all in all, it was a great podcast. We had fun. There was a lot of insight, a lot of laughter, and you know, Tally pulled up, so you know, it was great. It was like a family affair. It was like a family reunion. He's doing well. But without further ado, we need to speak.
They're saying give directions. I feel like if that man is for you, he's gonna hit all 7 chakras. Okay, you won't have to really.
But you're not gonna know that.
Okay, so she's so.
Like,
okay.
So now this is it. Please hit right there.
No, hold on.
Oh my gosh, hit right. I shouldn't be able to say.
Hold on,
let's stop all this.
No. This.
Hold on. Wait.
What is this?
I got a point.
Let me say something real quick.
Why are you telling people to hit right here? Why they gotta hit it?
Why are you talking like you don't know?
I'm just
know.
Why they
you
can't
know.
Do it like this or something.
It's
like,
so
why that choice of
something.
Words?
You hitting something, you smacking
like,
something,
hit
you sneezing something,
yeah,
you something.
Hit it right there?
Like, absolutely.
That's a little crazy to me.
What she's saying,
you're penetrating.
If that's crazy to you, then you're not who I thought you were.
But you want me to be like, penetrate
hold
here.
Hold on. First of all, if that's what's, if that's what's crazy to you, then you're not who I thought you were.
Huh?
If that's what's crazy to you,
then
you are not who I thought you were.
Listen, let me tell you, I give it up.
I just wanted
to know what the choice of words was.
Come on, bro. You're not who
he
I thought you were.
Okay, so let's get back to the superficial standard.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's skip superficial because we can't decipher what that
to validate
is.
That is a superficial standard of yours.
How? What is it? That
because
she
won't
perform
excellent
every time?
Not excellent. Not excellent. 1 through 10.
She wants him to know.
7.
She wants him to know.
Like a 7. A 7 is super. A 7. Just bring it to me. 7.
Sorry, we had a brief interruption, but we are now back in the middle of what our conversation was about dating with me.
That can't be.
And she,
that can be.
And she's entitled to how she feels about, like, you want somebody that's, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
You're 5'9".
Y'all are stallion.
Yes.
Period.
No.
So that's my girl, Meg.
What's the word for female?
Woman.
Female. Horse is a
female horse.
How do you not know?
What's the word for, because the word
that's
for
stallion.
Stallion
is a boy, right?
What?
Yeah, so I was trying to figure out what's
stallion
the
stallion is definitely a male horse,
yeah,
but it doesn't matter.
Okay, we're not, okay.
We're not getting into the semantics.
I'm sorry,
just,
I'm getting into
so for me, my superficial standard, I think the only one I have is like tall. That's it. Like, I need you to be tall.
I don't think that's superficial.
That is superficial because it's like you can meet a nice, great man. I mean, yeah, you need to have a car, but I could work. If I love you, I could work with it. Like, I could work with you to get one. But a tall
maybe
man.
Maybe mine is I want you to look good.
That's not right.
I can deal. I
are you
want
a Libra?
To look good, but.
I'm dating a Libra. I'm
yeah,
a
they're
Taurus.
Very. Oh, I love a Taurus, though. I like a Taurus woman.
Yeah, Taurus is my best friend. My best friend is a Taurus.
You know what I mean?
Libras love
crazy,
Libras
bro.
Love
man.
Physical. physical attraction. Crazy. Yeah, they love the physical attraction.
I'm dating
a little bit. This nigga said he want somebody with no so hair. He want a dolphin. A physical
Well, no, I'm not.
Okay. And he is physically attracted.
Let me explain. Let me explain. The vagina area, I'm sorry. Vagina area is fine. But like legs.
Vagina.
Yeah, you're right.
Underarms.
Yeah, because let me tell
vagina
you
vagina area, like,
well,
hairy?
I'm going to keep it 100.
You
yeah,
like
if
a hairy?
If it's hairy, that's fine.
Sometimes.
That's fine.
Man.
Like,
sometimes.
Forrest Gump? Like, Forrest?
It just don't get
here?
Done.
Yo, no, you're going to have a smooth fade, bro.
It depends on how
much.
It depends on how
much.
Let me tell you something.
It's fine.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
You know, even if, like,
you felt
the
pain of what it feels like to shave.
One time,
to shave, to wax.
This woman told me. Yo, she's like, yo, why you don't shave? I'm like, shave? What the fuck are you talking about? She's like,
look,
let
me
tell
you.
I need to cut.
You're
going to
catch
your
fade.
Yeah, because I was trying to.
You're
going to
catch
your
fade.
It looked funny when I had shaved this.
Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not, I can't go back. So he was like, nah, bro, like, you good.
You
gonna catch this smooth fade.
Yeah.
It's like a freshly mowed lawn, bro.
Like, I
like
that.
It's there.
I like that for me, though. I think that's, like, good for hygiene. And I feel like a bad bitch when my shit is, like, bald as fuck. When I feel like it's a little hairs, I'm like,
nah, bro.
Because
I'm a woman. I'm a woman and I'm a human. And when I go down on you, and I'm giving
like
you what
trim.
You need.
I like a trim on a nigga. Cause
no.
I'm like,
on a boyfriend.
If I'm
thing
going
is,
down
no.
and my nose
if
is
I'm with you
and shit.
I'm giving you what you need
like, what
and I'm not out
wrong?
Here coughing and being weird looking at all your
word.
Stuff that you got going on, then I don't expect you to
word.
Do
I
anything.
I trim. I do trim.
I do trim.
I trim,
but
I
like,
escape.
As far
yes.
as like,
yes, yes, yes.
Wax
yes.
and all that stuff,
I can't
go all the way over there, man.
You like a Jerry curl down there.
No,
when
it
you
ain't
open it up, I'm like,
that.
I can't even go down on you because I'm like, I'm putting hair in my nose and shit. Like,
yeah, no.
I'm not doing
that.
You need to go in the shower and like,
just
trim it,
one.
Trimming it.
That's crazy.
But I'm just saying, you need to
care
trim
about
it.
Yourself, Joe.
Because it starts to smell musty.
Care about
I got a whole
yo,
hair down there.
Care,
I got my
care
whole
inner
thighs burning for somebody before, so I'm not saying I don't care.
Care about yourself.
I got a fade with a part down there. Like it's,
bro,
it's,
you better have
it's,
a part.
It's
you have a part?
They got a Nas part down there?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That
man
said
he
beautiful.
Got a part.
Yes, sir.
When
so,
I was up with
said
the shuffle Jesus.
So you
did
that yourself?
Yeah,
you
I did
that
myself.
Partner
you a real ass nigga.
Yo,
all
right, man, I'm talking to y'all. So,
big
go head. Out, get you Manscaped. It's a product. It's like a razor. It's easy. You won't cut
okay.
yourself. You can just go and do
okay.
what you got to do. All right, if you know how to shave, just go ahead. You can give yourself a fade. Give yourself a little part up in there. You can put some waves on that bitch.
That shouldn't happen no more.
Yo,
that's it.
Yo, listen, check
he's
this out. Yo, y'all can get Nair.
Do not do
no,
that.
Not
to
get
yourself.
Do not get Nair.
Yeah, don't get Nair.
But for real, right when y'all were walking in, Joe asked a really good question
what
that I feel that the room still has to answer.
Well, yeah.
And that question was, what is it that you need? Can you ask it, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Can't nobody ask it like you.
What is it that you need to be fulfilled in a relationship?
Romance.
Damn.
One thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
one
not
thing.
One thing. Just everything.
Romance.
Things.
Affection. Just a romance and affection. You just gotta let me know that you love
so
me.
He's a cancer. Go ahead.
You're seen.
Go that way first.
You are seen.
He already answered
okay.
it. He already
how
answered
you
it.
Say
did
you're
you
seen.
Answer?
Well,
did
my
you
answer was... I don't know right now because at the end of the day things are subject to change and what I like now I might
what do
not
you need
want.
Right now
angel from heaven my fault bro I keep asking
yeah,
we know,
like you
we know what
nobody.
You need we
what
know
do
what
you
need.
Need
we know exactly
what do you
right.
need
right,
right now
my bad
what do you need now I want to know what Darian needs
I just said
no
said,
right
know.
Now
I don't
right
know.
Now
know.
Okay well while we talking you need to think about it
okay. Go ahead, Mariah.
I need romance.
Romance.
I need affection.
Affection.
And I need connectivity. Mm-hmm. Those are things that I know that I cannot do without.
Yeah, yeah.
I like money comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
Your looks come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're a stallion, sometimes you're a potato.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like all that shit comes and goes. For real.
It really does.
But the way that I connect is through like effort in you trying to connect with with me. You trying to sweep me off my feet.
Exactly.
And like all of that is in physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation. Those things are important to me. And if you, it's okay if you can't give me that. Like, I've been with my partner for 6.5 years.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So I go, yo, thank you. But I go, hey, this is what I need. What do you need right now? Because whatever you need is, and whatever you need right now could be two different things.
You stupid,
but
bro.
I need that. I need it. And it's, if I can't have it, that's okay if you can't.
I thought I heard something. Go ahead.
But I was like, that's okay if you, what I need, you, if you can't give me what I need right now, that's okay. But
I like you, though.
What I, whatever I need is what I need. And there are certain things that you feel like you can compromise. And there are certain things that you know that you can't. And those things right there, if I don't feel romantically connected to you.
Oh, also, I'm sorry.
It ain't happening.
I need some. We gotta be able to talk about some
okay,
things.
Okay, I know.
Give it to Mimi.
Okay, I need open mindedness because I'm very, like, I'm a free spirit. Mm-hmm. I like to do things, and if you're like, I don't want to try this, I don't want to try that, we're not gonna work out. And I need good comprehension, because if I'm communicating with you and you're not comprehending what I'm saying and taking it in,
that's a big part.
Bitch, we not working. I need good sex because I feel like I can't connect with you in my seventh chakra down there. I
that's
feel like.
Okay. It is at first.
It is, but like, it's set, whatever.
I mean, does anybody, would anybody be okay
my
with
bad.
Bad sex?
I feel like, wait, let me.
I don't know. No.
I feel like, yeah, thank you.
Mariah,
I need ambition because I'm very, I feel like I need ambition in a man because I'm very ambitious. And I feel like if you're not ambitious and. Every time I want to do something productive for our future and you're like, nah, that's not going to work. And I need spontaneous behavior from you, romantic behavior from you. And then I need,
I'm going to say this, stay strong, girl.
With
at least
long.
And then
stay
I
need,
wait, and then
we're not done.
It is okay.
We're not done.
It is okay.
We're not done.
Yeah, and then
keep
I
going,
need, this is one, it's one more. I need a God-fearing man because
amen.
I feel like I am very Christian.
Yeah.
And it's like, if, and my grandma, she's not fucking, she's not putting up with that. Yeah. Like, she's the type to put
oil
on your head.
Yes,
so, interesting question for you, Mimi.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, what about...
Am I talking
that,
in this or am I talking
that, you're talking.
No.
It doesn't matter. Just talk as much as you want.
Okay.
So, God-fearing, could that be another...
no, ma'am.
No, another religion.
No, sir.
Why not?
So you couldn't do,
because
that's God.
That might be super fit. Is that
I don't think that's,
no,
God.
That's
not
super fit. It is what it is.
I feel like I need a Christian, or I can do a Catholic. Okay? Because that's close
Muslim?
To Christianity.
What about a Muslim?
I
Allah,
have a
common like,
ground.
Allah,
some
I feel like
that
it's
is true.
And Muslim men are cheaters. Oh, I need a loyal person. I'm not dealing with fucking infidelity.
What?
Yes, that's what
you said. Muslim men are cheaters? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No, they're not. No.
But sometimes.
Certainly don't.
Muslim men not cheaters. You know, Muslim men not cheaters. You know
but
why?
You know why?
They are
because
generational.
Put it right
they certainly
in
are.
Your ancestors.
They certainly are.
Okay, so I'm going to let
them
finish. I'm going to let them finish.
It's generational cycles because I'm Ethiopian and Haitian.
Uh-huh.
In Africa, like in,
stop
in Africa. In Africa. In Africa, it's. Like, if you're Muslim, it's generational cycles that it's just, like, coming from your ancestors. You know, like, genetics and how you think. Have you ever, your mom ever said, oh, my gosh, you remind me of me, you remind me of your daddy when you do this? It's like, when you're Muslim and your dad thought this way back in the day, Muslim men had, like, 10 wives.
Is that behavioral, though?
No, they never really...
She's talking about epigenetics, but I don't.
They never.
I think that's behavior.
In their
you
head,
see a lot
they
of people
never.
Do that.
Yeah, they never believed in monogamy. So it's just like.
Yeah, they
well,
did it.
No, wait. Because just to make it so you know I'm Muslim, so I want to correct
you. No, that's not
so,
that's
no,
why
you
that's
can't.
Why I said
go
you
ahead.
Can't,
you can correct
first,
me, but go ahead.
All right, so listen. If you're Muslim, you can't have 10 wives unless you can take care of 10 wives. You can't have 2 wives unless you can take care of 2 wives. You can't. It's not. It's a wrong. If I have 2 wives.
So if you can take care of them, you can.
Yeah, if they accept it. But you, the women have to accept it, too.
That's wrong.
That's not wrong unless somebody is not okay with it. Because Christian men can have that many wives, too.
Yeah, they can, low key.
Yeah, they can. It's nothing about what sins you can't. It's not a sin.
Culturally.
If you're married, no matter what, it's a sin in culture. But if you're married to these three women and you take care of them, you can have them.
Culture. If you're going to go, as a Christian, if you're going to go.
So can we have multiple husbands?
Yeah,
please, if they're all accepted, you can.
Culturally,
you see what I'm saying?
But why not?
No,
because I can have sex with multiple men.
In theory, they would have to agree to it. Is what he's saying. Yeah. The point that he's making.
But the man that commits adultery is an utter fool.
If you're in a full-fledged marriage,
but that's what I'm saying.
It's not. It's in the Bible, and I feel like. Christians,
for the most part, Western Christians today, they do not participate in polygamy, multiple
but
wives,
they can.
But they can.
So we can too.
And we could too.
You know what? I don't mind a woman. I've been with women who've dated multiple men while I was dating multiple women, right?
Dating.
But then they get
in a committed relationship.
No, I know what you're saying. Not in a committed relationship, but just like in a relationship, period. But you know who gets mad first? In my history, the women always get mad first. Because, for one, they say, why are you okay with me dating multiple men? You must not care about me. Because I guess niggas usually get mad and upset about that. I have no idea what's behind that. And then they say, well, then, the only reason why you let me do it is because you're happy doing what you're doing. I'm like, no, this is how we met.
I'm selfish.
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
no. That's why I couldn't do it. No, I'm selfish, what's mine is mine.
I'm selfish if I want you, but if I don't want...
You just proved that person wrong. She literally said that the reason why you're not upset with her dating multiple men because you must not care about her enough.
No, listen to what I'm saying. If I want her for myself. So that's what she's saying.
When we say you don't care, it's literally saying you don't care enough. Yeah.
But that's how we met. That's why.
But it doesn't matter. That's what she's saying.
Matter.
She's saying like, nigga, you might
how
not
you
love
met
me
is
enough.
Not how you end.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Okay. So we gotta get there. Like, so
we're
gonna get there when we get there. Like, it ain't no time limit. Whenever we get there.
That mean y'all not gonna get there.
Every day.
No, that's not. That is not. Listen. This is what y'all. This is what y'all.
It's not. You gonna know when you meet that person and that's your person. You gonna know.
First of all, period.
I can see y'all had this argument with multiple niggas, but understand, listen, I have not dated y'all, so I can be completely honest without...
Yeah, you can.
Listen to me. I'm honest with them too, but listen, the reason why I'm saying that is because we're going to have this conversation with me being unbiased.
Okay, go ahead.
If I'm dating you and we meet and I don't know who you're supposed to be, remember when you said... You remember you said you want to rule out all your options before you get with somebody. Remember, you said that.
I didn't say goddamn thing.
Yes, she did. So bad.
What did you say?
So here we are dating and courting each other. I'm assuming that we're being romantic and having fun and becoming more intimate each day, with each interaction, right?
Okay, don't judge me.
So we're becoming more intimate with each interaction. What happens is, you fall deeper faster than I do.
No, the fuck at all.
No, listen. I'm just saying example. Whoa, what's happening?
Okay. It's fine. It's
okay.
Fine.
So,
you all right,
where's the podcast thing at?
It's right there.
Right here in front of you.
It's right there. Y'all
okay, yeah, back. Oh, she's very observant. So, the woman or the man, whichever one, doesn't matter who, but for argument's sake, we'll say the woman falls faster than the man.
Wow. So I'm sorry. Can I just understand? Because I want you to think about what you're saying. You said for the argument's sake,
Because
it's going to be the same person.
I will do men. So right, I don't have a problem with that. So okay. Men, so the man falls before the woman does, and he starts pressing her. He starts asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, so when is this? So I'm ready for the next level. I think I'm ready now. Mm-hmm. I've seen enough. I think you're showing me a side of you that shows that you want more. Like, mm-hmm. I'm ready. What's next? So she say, I'm not ready. So what's that man's responsibility after she say she's not ready?
To continue with the goal or choose to leave.
Like her.
He either continues with the goal with her at the pace that they were at before, mm-hmm. or he decides to leave.
Okay, so if you continue to go at the pace you're going at, are you entitled to be upset about anything?
No, because you could have left.
Okay, so what do females end up being doing?
They stay because I don't stay.
We don't stay.
The reason why women
stay is because not because one, they put. I don't know what it's about. The
potential.
Not they're even like, that. Women feel like when they invest some time, like, oh, baby, you're not going to get this to nobody else. That's one.
And I'm going to die with this dick.
Yeah, I'm going to die by mine, period. And it's cool. And it's cool. Right. I'm going to walk on. You better be going to the little baby.
I get everybody.
Okay, period. That's right.
But listen.
I mean 30%. 70% of the women will stay, not only to show that, like, because they invested so much time, but also because it's like
fed up.
Word for fed up. Word.
He was fed up.
Word for word, my nigga. Listen.
Listen.
My
phone,
my
listen.
Phone, my
phone.
My
phone.
My
phone.
Y'all know
I'm on.
I'm on.
I just feel like let's just talk about this, right? Yes or no? It's a yes or no question. Mm-hmm. When a man meets a woman and is able to interact with her enough to quote unquote know her, how long does he develop his intentions? I say right away, but that's not a yes or no. Right away or
sometimes it changes. I can say that for me as a woman.
I know what I want when I see a woman. If she's attractive, I want to have sex with her, of course, because that's just
wait
male nature.
No relationship or just sex?
No. You know, I don't know what I want after sometimes that. I don't know what I want. Period. I just know my human nature.
No, that's your talk. I'm trying to hear this shit.
So, based off human nature, I find an attractive woman. This is human nature.
Tally, answer
this. This is an attractive woman. The only thing that I can see about this attractive woman is her body shape and her face. That's it.
So, listen,
let me finish. So, human nature says, I want to have sex with that because I want to see what that's like. So then we start talking, we start conversating, then I find out, okay, maybe I'm interested in this person beyond sex.
Because I can see a person, yes, I may be sexually attracted to them, but that doesn't mean I want to see what sex is like.
Have you ever met a woman that you're like, I want a relationship with her, period?
Or I want to get to know more about her.
I said I want to get to know about once I start talking to her.
Oh, okay. So you never seen a woman be like, I don't know who she is, but I just got to know more about her.
He hasn't met the one. I don't know that until I have a conversation with her.
That's not true. You can see a woman like, dang, something about like her radius in the room. Right,
so,
he got to be in tune with himself.
I'm just trying to make sense.
God has to give you that.
I just want to make sense. So I look at this woman, right? All I can do is see her, and I'm like, damn, I would like to get to know her.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
But I've seen other stuff about her.
But with Georgie, I was conversating with her. I didn't see her.
When you first seen that girl, you still knew it wasn't going to just stop there.
But no, y'all asked me what's my first intention.
When you meet a girl, do you know whether you want to fuck or do you want to know whether you just want to fuck and build? Because every man want to fuck. But it's like, do you want to fucking build?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you know, I know the difference. I knew the difference.
So when you meet, when you see a guy, go ahead, try.
I'm a Virgo.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Pastor, Virgos are liars, so.
Yes, I go.
Go ahead, talk.
I go.
I got you. I want to talk to you after this.
Okay. Just from, like,
him
going.
And his people.
Just anyways, just from going out a lot and, like, you know, just doing things, going out a lot and just nightlife and shit.
Enjoying your life.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just like you find a lot of the same person. You find a lot of the same person and then you find you find a lot of the same person, and then you find, like, people that's, like, just different.
Right.
And it's, like, it's something about, like, you can watch that person, like, either they're going to the bar or they could even be going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And they do something differently than from...
Out.
Yeah, it's something that just stands out about that person. It's just, like...
You want to know more.
The first thing on my mind was not wanting to fuck... The first thing. But no, that's I didn't have not one conversation. I don't even. This person doesn't even know who I am. I'm just a shadow in the party. So it's like, huh?
You're gonna have it all the time though, right? That's why you were individual.
As frequent as I was going out. As frequent as I was going out, it would happen, like, often. It would, and I would be like, all right. Who the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And especially if I see people that I know speaking with them, I'm like, all right, I gotta know who this person is so I can find out. But yeah, that's my answer. All right,
I feel you on that.
Yeah. But yeah,
No, you need to hear it.
No,
you need to see
I wasn't
it.
Missing even
you
it.
Need to see it. No, you need to see it.
She's trying to make us honest.
I want
to
have a good time
I
want to introduce the podcast again. I want to introduce the podcast again. We are reunited with Taliban after many years.
My nigga got his knees out. He got his knees out. He got his socks up high.
Taliban.
Thighs out. What's good, bro?
Taliban is.
Thighs out, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, thighs
Taliban turned up on us. We have Mimi in the building. She's back.
Beautiful.
Mimi was on season one.
Beautiful.
If anybody remembers, she was on season one. All right. And her beautiful friend. Tell us your name, please.
Jakira. But she just called me Kira, though.
Kira is here.
The beautiful.
Yes.
In her yellow.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I seen you.
Dressed in gold.
Dressed in gold.
Dressed in all gold. Like And we have Mariah here with us. We have Mariah here with us. If you go on my page, you will see the first post on the page. Nah. The first post on the page is Mariah in all her glory. All right. I made a whole magazine editorial about it.
I don't know who's
and
not
yeah,
gonna be able to do the toast.
That's all I wanted to say.
Darian's doing the toast.
It's some legendary people in the room tonight. That's all
I
wanted
to
say.
Period.
I had a dot to
I hope that y'all will let me follow y'all.
Yeah. And
make sure
I don't
that's
have no
recording.
Posts.
Well.
I post on my story.
Okay.
She is so
yes, sir.
That's perfect. She's so
perfect.
Angry for me.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Because it is.
They bought a lot of alcohol.
They
went and they spent some money for this.
Spent
so
big for the podcast.
They definitely turned up.
Because I was happy that Mimi came
through.
Thank
you, man.
Because
aww.
It's been a minute
he's
since
been,
we all
very
high. I was also happy
he
that
did.
The Taliban
he did.
Came through.
I need to hear
because it's been a minute.
He's so very highly of you both.
Nah, listen, I'm going to tell you something about Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
She's
great.
A very...
Don't disrespect me in my...
Nah, she's a cool person.
He
like, nah, she's a cool
things.
Person. She's a cool person.
What did he say?
She's very intelligent.
Yeah.
He said that you were smart.
I ain't saying that.
He said that you were smart and that you spoke your mind.
Yeah,
and I said,
very well.
I'm excited.
She's a very well-spoken person.
I am. Thank
no, she's
you.
A she's fellow cancer. Her birthday is a day after mine, so she can't help but be
well,
great.
Happy
belated.
Thank you. I'm
we
21
was,
and I just turned 22, too. Just let you guys
know.
You
got it.
Cancer's running this shit.
Okay,
bro.
So we was talking, me and Mimi was talking yesterday because we talk like every day.
Period.
And
she was like, some of her views on some things that she said in old podcasts had changed.
It has.
From this podcast. Sure. And yeah, and that's like,
talk about it.
Yeah, let's, like, yeah.
What were those views? What had those views been changed to?
Oh, man. I said I like a nice boy and a fuck boy mix.
You did say that.
That was so stupid. I want a nice guy and I can teach
you. She leveled up 2 years.
Like,
wow.
The way a year and a half.
But that's what we were just talking. That was just what we was talking about.
It was so stupid. Like, I was sounding so stupid.
You just want the thrill. Like, you want
to. She's my hairstylist, too.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. She's my hairstylist.
You did.
I mean, I did it my own today, but it's more fleek when she does it.
You both did.
And she does makeup.
But dating is... Dating is strange. Like, I think, first of all, like, there's, you definitely have to, you're learning your partner regardless.
Oh, that thing
no matter. You're learning your partner regardless, sure. But there's something about, there's some labor that is like, I found mm-hmm. that there's certain parts of labor that is not necessarily our responsibility.
Period.
And with that, it's like, I can teach you what I like. I can teach you, you know, the things that cater to me personally because you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
But teaching you how to be a good person,
yeah.
Teaching you how to...
Values.
Yeah, teaching you, trying to build you up, I don't have any interest.
Charlie, sing the song.
I don't have no interest in it's not Build-A-Bear. It's not building...
I don't like me to sing.
It's not, it's not building niggas.
You can sing if you want to.
We're not building. We're not...
You said, but you can't raise a man.
No, we're not raising. We're not building. We're not doing that. That's not my... That's labor that don't have nothing to do with me. Like, I can give you the tools of what I need, but it's like, if you don't pick them up and all,
but as a man, there's certain things you come with.
That's not my responsibility.
So it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's not my responsibility.
I think you had asked the question before, like, what do we do or something, like, when we first... meet a female.
I asked them how they approach women when they try to date. Like, when
I asked that on my story yesterday. How do you slide on a female?
How do you slide? Even as a woman, I love hearing how women slide because I am
scared, girl.
Girl, what?
But
okay,
listen,
can I go on my
soapbox?
Can I go on a soapbox?
Can I tell you a story?
Yes, but let me go on the soapbox. Let me go on the soapbox. Let me tell you, there's for as a woman. As somebody who had to grow into, as a woman who has grown into embracing her assertiveness,
I don't want to say it. Never mind.
No, you have to. You have to. But the thing is, like,
yo, she's a funny person. Yo,
you gotta like, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to shoot your shot. Don't be afraid to, like, let a nigga know, like, yo, you cute, or yo, I feel I'm interested. Like, I feel like there's such beauty and power for a woman who knows what she wants and makes it known. Whether or not you make the shot or not, mm-hmm. there's still power in, like, a woman showing and being unapologetic that she's interested in you. Whether or not it's for just that night or for a long extended period of time. Once I became empowered to not be afraid to shoot my shot, I mean, I was shooting all them goddamn shots. And I've lost. I missed.
Of course. That's
yes. I missed a good number of those shots, but it just never stopped me from, like, because it's kind of like, if I know that I want something, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
If you're going to bite the bait, cool. If you're not, at least I went out of my way to say something.
Yeah.
Because I don't like games.
Yeah.
I don't like hints.
Yeah.
And not unfortunately, but you know, I didn't get the inner Beyonce immediately.
Yeah.
So like my sex appeal or my sensuality or just me being aware of me,
mm-hmm.
it came very late. It wasn't just something that I could just walk out the door and just whip my hair back.
Thank you.
I am now, but that came with, like, I mean, dealing with Darian will tell you, I struggle so much. Yes.
I should never
I struggle so much. Like, I struggle so much. I would tell him all the time how I struggle so much with my self-image, with my my prowess as a woman, how other people thought of me. I was very unaware.
As a dark skinned woman too.
Yes, I was very unaware of like my ugly power.
They call us ugly burnt chocolate chip. Yes. Now we're like,
until we can show our body.
Now we're like,
until we can show our body.
Now we're like, ooh, beautiful chocolate.
Yeah.
That is
no. Hold on. Let me pause you right there.
Hold that thought, y'all. So, I am a filmmaker, and any rappers that are trying to work with me on any type of shit, yes, y'all want light skin. But let me tell you something. We're not doing that no more.
Tell him.
It's all gonna be dark skin.
Yes.
My complexion.
Tell him.
I want to see that.
Yes.
That's all we're gonna have. So if you can't comply with it, you're not working.
No, but for real.
You deserve a drink.
That experience as a dark skinned woman.
That experience as a dark skinned woman
is very real because it's you're pretty for a.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think I didn't look at you at first, but. Now that I heard you talk, you know, like, yes, but that's you. But in the music, in the media, in the music.
Did you like us because the lack of what you didn't like?
No, it don't matter about what Joe liked. It don't matter.
Why?
I mean, because I dated a light skin man.
He said because they always have problems. They always think they're better than you. I said, so you only date dark skinned women because of your inferiority of how you feel and your lack of confidence.
You want somebody to appreciate you.
Yeah. What? No. Fuck you, nigga. I don't want you either.
Yeah.
I'm just like a light skinned girl. That's the thing.
Like, it's not to invalidate because colorism and what we experience on different sides of the coin is real.
But let's talk about this. Seriously. Dark-skinned women.
Sure.
For real. In middle school, high school, I can't speak for... I love chocolate guys, but I'm just saying, like, if light-skinned men gave us all that attention, we would like, subconsciously, light-skinned men better than dark-skinned.
No, that's so not true. I don't feel like this.
Yeah.
I used to like my boyfriend. I get mad sometimes because a lot of times dark skinned men don't like me because they're dark.
They don't like me no more.
Yeah,
Where do I say Tally?
I'm
like, where do dark skinned men? Light skinned men like me, and it's just like
I can tell you,
they're not cool.
Besides the fact that we're dark.
What is it?
No, our features
are
different.
All right, so I came up here in the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, that type of shit.
Yeah.
So I never quite understood that. So, you know, I only primarily have sex with, you know, dark-skinned women. Because, you know,
I have a relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay. I have a relationship with African, Haitian. This is in my wheelhouse. You know, Ghana. It's pretty much shit. Relax.
Okay.
Yo, she got her own shit going on.
It's okay.
So I didn't, until my latter years, start dealing with light-skinned women because light-skinned women love dark-skinned men. I didn't understand why. So I started dealing with them. Yo, listen, I'm going to tell you something.
You're brown.
My mom is a light-skinned woman, and she definitely was like, I'm looking for the blackest.
They do. Cardi B, for example. She literally said,
she saw my dad and was like, my mom too.
My mom's light-skinned. My mom's light-skinned, but she loves dark-skinned.
Dark-skinned women, 100%, have better pussy. I'm just keep it real. Like, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know if it's warmer. I don't know if it's... I don't know what it is.
He heated up a little bit. I'm gonna keep it. God kept us.
Listen, I'm gonna keep it all the way raw.
A little more marinated.
Well,
You might not get out of there. You gotta chill. Nah, that's a fact. You ain't getting out of there.
I love you, Joe. You know.
Just keep it real. Yo, they do. I mean, it's what I know, and I've dealt with quite a bit of the same. About the same amount of number. I got a good body.
But what makes it better? I'm just curious.
I don't just feel better.
No, I know.
Look, you said it like a slave. I know.
I take.
Yo.
Women. Women will take care of our thing.
Damn, light skinned girls gonna hate us.
That's it. We gotta take it out.
That's why I just said women. Women, we take care of our.
Okay, we're back with the podcast. A little bit technical difficulties, but we are here again.
No damn technical difficulties.
It is.
That nigga just told y'all.
No, no, I'll go
other
way.
And we got the best.
No. We didn't delete it. It just stopped for us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I ain't off that shit.
Don't you want it upside
down?
It's still there.
Don't tell they plied.
Hold on.
I won't
argue. You gotta get rid of them.
We got
them.
Make them want to
marry me. Yeah,
put it in. Rashida. Y'all, why y'all call me the city girl?
You are a city girl.
But that's the city girls right here.
No, they're not.
Young Miami
is
JT.
Is that Rashida?
We got
them. Why? Not like this.
No, give them ammo. Drop it down. Put it down. It's my podcast. We're not going to do that. Come on.
Go ahead, dance.
She's not going to dance. Yo, listen.
I'm dancing.
Put it on the make them want to marry me.
I just want to
say I have lost control of this podcast.
Put it on the make them want to marry me.
No, okay. We're done. Okay, that was the
end. Look
at
his face.
I just want to. I want to thank them for coming here.
Triple set.
With the energy. The energy tonight.
It's lit, motherfucker.
It is.
Immaculate.
No apologies.
It's lit, bitch.
No apologies.
Okay, so let's be professional.
So, yes, so.
What if we were in a professional environment?
Yeah,
like, come on.
But, Father, this is us. This is a professional environment. This is how we are authentically as human beings.
Right.
As black women. Yeah. And just think, we're not filtering ourselves for anyone or anybody. If you want to know me, follow me on Instagram at @jcaramu.
Oh, yeah, follow me on Instagram.
Shameless plug.
We're going to
throw a plug in there.
Mimi the Barbie. Period. Follow me.
T-H-E. I'm about to follow you.
B-A-R-B-I-E.
Barbs.
M-I-E. Wait, no. M-I-M-I-T-H-E.
Mimi the Barbie.
No, yes, no post. Okay. Then it's J R R.
No, wrong.
J A R.
Wrong. It says J A K.
Oh yeah.
I R A A M O E. I follow you. That's it. Boo boo.
Hey, it's M
I M. Yo, we can on
camera. T H E
A
E
B I
B
A R.
We're not done. Hey, yo, this is why you don't invite kids to the parties.
I know. If we had niggas in the party,
we would be out, sir.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm warning you. Don't invite kids to the parties, bro.
T-H-E.
Instead of T-H-E.
B-A-R.
Well, I have a question.
Yep. Go ahead.
My question is...
She got a question.
Hi.
Aww.
My question is... What about being a Cancer do y'all identify the most?
No.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. What you're not gonna do?
Everything.
You bring me here.
We are that girl. We were just saying
that girl. You bring me here. You tell me I'm a host. Then I ask a question, and then you say no.
My bad. I'm tripping. Yeah. I just wanted to.
That ain't because that ain't cancer I'm shit. We like to control shit.
I'm a Taurus sun, so you can't control me.
You gotta prevent a disaster.
You can't control me. I'm a Taurus sun.
She blew her ponytail right before our very eyes. This can only get worse.
You can't control me.
The ponytail is long.
Okay. I have agency.
You do, my bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Keep going. Look, she's still.
What part of? Because I'm a Darian and myself are Cancer Moon.
Yeah.
But y'all
are blessed.
Y'all are that bitches because of that.
Y'all
are that nigga because of that.
Y'all are Cancer Sun.
You're that. You're that bitches. Yes. You're just that.
We the bitches and them.
Y'all first, and then we'll provide after. But what do y'all feel like y'all identify with the most about being a Cancer?
I'm a nurturer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sensual, mm-hmm. intellectual. Mm-hmm. I'm very emotional. Mm-hmm. But don't try me, bitch, because you will get fucking slapped up in here.
Period.
Tally, you better tell him. I slap a bitch up in here. Not up in here, because it's good vibes. But I slap a bitch up in this world, bitch. In the world, bitch. So, yeah, go ahead, Jakira.
I don't know what's going on.
Right?
My bad.
You don't know what's going on?
No.
Don't act like you know. You don't know.
He knows.
I'm just here.
Okay, go ahead, Jakira.
This is the wrong
time. She's so soft.
That's what they say.
So soft.
They say I'm so
She's
soft.
She's so soft.
They say I'm so soft.
She's so soft.
Ooh.
She's so soft. Okay.
What do you identify most with about being a Cancer?
Okay.
You know, over my 22 years of living, I've come to realize that the thing that I most relate to as a Cancer woman. Is that I'm a very emotional being, and I'm not afraid to show my emotions. I'm not afraid to share my emotions. We're definitely emotional gangsters. Like, we're going to tell you how it is. And if you don't fuck with it, then fuck you, not you, sis.
No.
And then...
You're a Cancer, too.
Yeah, and, you know, I am a nurturer. Like, I want to take care of you. I want to, you know, cater to you. I'm very protective. Like, both my friends and everybody. Honey, don't talk to them.
We can
you talk to me. Because they don't even know how to handle themselves, and I can do that. I'm the mother of the group.
Period.
And what else?
That's why I love that.
You know?
Y'all are our sons.
And
y'all
period.
Are our daughters. Y'all
period.
Are our sons.
Another thing is, a part of being a Cancer, people don't talk about this enough. People don't talk about a part of being a Cancer. A lot of people talk about being emotional, being very sensitive, which I am. I'm okay with that. But people don't talk about the fact that we're that girl.
We are that girl.
You can't talk about a Cancer and not say that they're not that person.
Yeah, you can talk shit saying I'm that bitch.
Everybody loves us.
Same sentence.
Everybody. They can say, oh my God, they're cry babies. But baby, at the same time, you want to come cry with me.
Yeah.
You want to hug me while I'm crying.
You want to be around us.
So at the end of the day.
Yo, what the fuck, bitch? If you was in my fucking house, bitch. Okay.
This has to do with what? Love languages. So.
Oh, he don't like this. Okay.
We're getting love languages. Go
ahead. Are you feeling the way, Cancer brother? Because, see, that's that Cancer shit.
Well, I didn't do it.
You trying to be in that. Listen, what do you relate to most as a Cancer man?
Why you got to.
Here you go.
Answer the question.
Go.
You know what?
First of all,
I want to say something about Bally. You have grown because you used to take control of the podcast
and be
a lot more. And you let people speak
express
more.
Their true self.
And I love that about you, Bally.
Oh, well, thank
you. You're a very good co-host.
You're a good Zach.
Damn.
You did a great job.
You're the host on the co-host now. Officially.
No.
She didn't mean like that. She just saying when you say co-host, you mean they're
no, no, host. we good because we already accepted her to be the main host.
Okay.
So we already did that
I'm
shit.
Not.
But you here every day?
Well,
every Wednesday?
I've been coming
most
before.
Of the time.
Okay.
So I'm greatly appreciative of her.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, that's a fact.
She carries that shit
from time to time. We be sloppy.
Last summer.
Okay.
But let me big the Cancer women up real fast. Like,
okay, go ahead.
I've been with every woman of the zodiac, right?
Okay.
Not a humble brag. Not even a brag. Cancer women are the funnest,
mm-hmm.
the wittiest,
mm-hmm.
and the most
sexiest.
Aware. We ain't gonna get to that. Okay. I don't want to do that because if I say that, I'm gonna disrespect
somebody else.
I don't want to do that. But, cancer women are the most special women of the zodiac. And the reason why is because they have all the components of a real woman. But you know what the problem is with cancer women?
What? We know that shit and y'all don't like it?
No. That's the problem. Because I'm a cancer, so it don't bother me. Okay, the fatal flaw of a cancer woman is they get bored really easily.
Ooh, yes!
Big point! We do, though.
Get bored very easily. Though. Yeah, I know. That's because we all have the same flaws.
Like, you gotta keep
that. And cancer women, this is the problem with cancer women is that they will fuck with you better than anybody else and ever fuck with you. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, will fuck with you no
but
more.
Not because
I never had that problem.
It's not just because we don't want to fuck with you no more. It's really because if I fuck with you the hardest, nigga, you know that, then you need to fuck with me the hardest back.
Okay? Yeah. I never had that problem, but I'm just saying.
Keep in mind, you can still engage with somebody and it be mundane. Even on a regular ass day,
you gotta pursue.
They gotta learn how to say when it changed.
But even on a regular ass day, like some sort of effort to engage or connect with me. Like for instance, let's say you with your man or whatever.
And it, because it's not just about like the fancy dates or like we're about to go out and do whatever. It's like I'm going to Walmart because I want to look at shower rods. You trying to come with me? Even that is like, you're trying to keep me engaged and keep me involved in even the most boring, even the most non-extravagant moments of your life. You think to keep me incorporated in what you have going on. You, as long as I am engaged with you,
thank you.
Even in the boring shit, just as well as the big and extravagant stuff.
Chris, my perfect date is I walk in the house, and you have like not even that.
I'm sorry.
My favorite takeout food. Mm-hmm. You got my motherfucking favorite movie on the motherfucking TV. Got motherfucking the vibes, the fucking weed. My favorite liquor. Come on, baby. Wow. Put on your heels. Yeah. No. I'm a homebody.
Even in the mundane.
I remember.
Hold on. I got a question.
That's exactly what I was finna say. Because I know how I jump off the porch when I like somebody. You know what I'm saying? And
I'll tell you your problem. Go ahead.
Hey, hold on. Hold up, y'all. Y'all remember, this is for all the real niggas on the podcast from back in the day. Y'all remember Takara Jones? Y'all remember America's Top Next Top Model? Y'all remember in America's Next Top Model? I forgot which season, but y'all remember Takara Jones, fine ass Takara Jones?
Fine ass stallion. That was a stallion, baby.
That's who we sitting across from right now. Does she not like Takara, bro?
Bro, you slaying me, bro?
No. Takara is a stallion. Takara is. Nah.
Did he say because you're tall, you're a beautiful woman?
My beautiful is different.
No, I was about to say in the face area,
my
she looked like Takara.
Is different.
She looked like Takara.
She don't look like Takara.
Hold on. If she ugly,
she's not ugly. She's not ugly at all. No.
I know she's not.
Takara is not ugly, bro.
Hold on.
Isn't Takara fine?
She's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Yo, she laughs.
Wait.
Go to her page. This her page.
What happened?
I don't know what picture she's
We do not look alike.
No. By my defense, I am
like, what happened?
Oh, you see her legs.
But like when she first came out, like
nah, okay, came out, all right, my bad, my bad.
Yeah, she fell on the floor and then danced her way down.
I mean,
like, that's a trip, bro.
Her.
Like, she's bad.
She's
though.
Cute. She's like, she's
but she used okay, to be. She used to be full fit.
You look. You look better, honestly.
Bro, you do look say good. That.
No,
I'm
honestly,
saying,
no,
I'm
honestly,
saying,
because
no.
You're a chocolate
I'm
girl.
Saying, no.
Chocolate girls always look better.
No,
than
I feel like I just look like nobody.
But niggas want Takara Jones.
And you won't play
on the show.
She
was
stab you in the arm.
Like she was that
girl. She was
that
She said you are very handsome. So if you
were,
if
wait, what?
I gotta tell her because she was playing with me earlier.
What?
So if Takara would have not been pretty, then you would have really.
Yeah, if you would have thought she was ugly,
because
but no, if
you
Takara, no,
I didn't say she
was.
No,
you remember Takara Jones back in the day.
I remember Kyrie, but. I said if she would have been,
you know,
she would have felt some type
I know
of way
who Takara
because she
is.
Already a long time ago said, all right, you're
I saw her before.
First of all, you're handsome.
No,
Halle Berry is handsome. All right, Travis handsome.
Beautiful man. Beautiful
man.
Halle
is
not
handsome.
Beautiful man. Taliban.
I feel like I
want to
put it.
Make
you
want
to
marry me?
Yes, you are.
Listen.
So say thank you.
What I was saying.
It's a genuine statement. You got a nice face. You got a nice
hair.
Look at
any one of my niggas right now.
And you said
and ask them. You remember Takara Jones? They'd be like, hell yeah.
No,
I'd be like, you were trying to fuck Takara Jones right now? They'd be like, hell the fuck yes.
Yo,
bruh, Takara Jones is
okay.
Is fuck,
bro.
Bruh, what
okay.
You mean?
Okay.
No.
Cheers.
Is that recording?
You holding the wrong phone. Is that still recording?
I'm recording.
Yo, this is going to be the wildest.
I'm looking for you.
I
don't think you're recording anymore.
Hey, put him on to make him want to marry me. Yo, we need to fucking
Taliban has the floor.
But like I was saying before, you know what I'm saying? Like when I jump off the porch, you know what I'm saying? I usually go hard when I jump off the porch. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, yeah.
Virgos do that, but they liars.
Yes, they jump off the porch at first. Mm-hmm. But when they off the porch, motherfucker, they cheating.
Hold on.
Okay.
Mimi, you've been knowing me for 2 years.
Cheater? No, he not a cheater.
He's not a cheater.
That's
you
the
just
last
want
thing
somebody
Taliban
really love
is.
You.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the honest truth when we leave. When we leave, I'm gonna tell you the whole truth, cause I it's a story that you need to hear. So
not a prophetic word. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So it's a story that you need to hear, and I'm gonna tell you the whole truth. But you know what I'm saying. But when Tally jump off the porch, Tally go hard, and you know a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people don't know this, but I just lost everything over love.
Oh.
So yeah.
So you look at love differently now?
No.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
No,
he's amazing.
No, of
course
not.
Wow.
No. I don't.
How do you choose, like, that just wasn't a bad time?
Ryan's here to
put me in my place.
Bad time, bad situation.
Right.
It was
so
just...
So why didn't you realize... I'm not sure.
No, you good.
What?
I didn't have capris on last time.
Did you not see the signs as you were going through it?
Like I said before,
he drive right
just,
past some signs.
Just,
oh, he's just a hard lover.
He run
that, and the fact that you know what I'm saying. I feel like, you know what I'm saying. For me, I don't get many opportunities of love.
Oh
my God,
so, Taliban, you're a catch.
Who has caught me?
I'm gonna tell the truth about this man.
Go ahead, Valley.
No,
go ahead.
No, wait.
All right.
Let me say what I have to
say
first.
Say, go ahead.
What I was gonna say is that even if they're few and far in between, that does not. Like, you're a decent person. You take care of people. You're well off, so you have the ability to be able to take care of yourself and someone else. Like, there are so many qualities of, and you're a good person from what I've observed.
For so far, I seem like you're a great person.
Yeah. So you shouldn't have to just settle for whoever comes your way. Like, you have way more to offer. I understand seeing potential. Because we all deserve grace. And if anybody judged us off of how we appeared firsthand, we could all be written off in certain ways.
But God don't judge us.
Yes. So at the end of the day, I understand. I don't even fault you for seeing people for who they can be. But it doesn't mean that you have to just settle either. And I'm not saying that that's what you were saying. And I don't know if that's what you were saying. But you are a prize just as well as this another woman is a prize. And you have a lot to offer. And that should not be... No, people should not take advantage of that. And you shouldn't have to feel like you should just take what you could get. Because you're so much more valuable than just what you can get. You're so much more precious than someone deeming you good enough to settle for. You're not a last resort. You're not a I'll get back to it because let me wild out over here and settle down over here.
I'm glad you said that because
you're so much better than that.
You the way you said that, like I'm gonna get back to you, that right there,
that's not fair.
Speaks and
you know what, you shouldn't even have to. Women or men, you shouldn't even have to put up with that. Because when someone says, well, I know you're the real deal, but I'm not ready, or I see you, but I'm trying to, like, I got other stuff to do. And so you're not Tupperware. Mm-hmm. You're not a toy. You're not reusable. People can't just pick you up when they need you and throw you back down. And you need to know that. Like, you have so much more to offer. And I'm not just speaking from someone who's in a relationship. I'm just speaking in general.
Yeah.
You don't have no idea how you, even in your imperfections, even with the things that you haven't accomplished yet, you are a prayer that somebody is praying for. I wish somebody would just, you know how many women that I'm around, girlfriends and whoever, who's like, I just wish that somebody would just wake up and think about me and wake up and send me flowers or wake up and send me a good morning text or wake up and just say, you want to take a walk with me? You want to go to Walmart with me? Just the mundane things. You have no idea how many women out there would kill.
That's a fact.
To have a man who will just adorn them in the love that they deserve. And so for you to be in a position where you feel like you just need to take whatever somebody give you, no.
And that, my friends, is where we ended that so abruptly because niggas can't stop calling my phone. Right in the middle of a very beautiful rant that Hippie was on talking about, you know, basically how Tally kind of takes herself for granted and sells himself short with the choice of companions that he's going after and, you know, not really moving in a way of confidence, but kind of moving out of desperation. But, you know, everybody be back next week. You know, stay tuned. I'm going to have the situation solved. I'm going to have the audio working right. I'm going to do better. But, you know, thank y'all for tuning in. This has been an episode of We Need to Speak. I love y'all. Keep tuning in. Keep showing up. You know, feel free to come through and share some time with us if you want to. If you want to speak, you want to have a therapy meeting, we there for you. We here for you. But this has been an episode of We Need to Speak. Peace.